Hi, I am Pepper, a humanoid robot. I am so happy to be with you today.
The Roanoke County South Library is believed to be the first in the U.S. to have the services of Pepper. It's also used at a few museums, including the Smithsonian in Washington.
Freestyle.
Okay, let's dance.
When prompted, it can do a dance or tell a joke, but more importantly, can also guide patrons to services and one day soon help kids throughout the county's library system with literacy programs and lead exercise time for nursing home residents. The concept of using AI at the library was already part of a strategic plan, but it didn't start to become reality until Director of Library Services Sherry Henry had an epiphany.
Our big Christmas tree lighting that we have here, where about 1,500 people come, and I noticed that the line to see the unveiling of the 3D printers was longer than the line to see Santa. And so that really showed me that there was a hunger in this community for more technology.
Administrators then reached out to Robot Lab, which connects robots with K-12 classrooms to adapt Pepper to the library system. South County Library Senior Manager Michael Hibbins says the robot is open source, so it can be modified however library administrators see fit.
So we are working with Robot Lab to create this app where people can just interact with natural language with Pepper. And Pepper was designed in Japan as a robot helper, and it's the first robot in the world that can read human emotion. So I think there's a lot of possibility there, too, that we're excited about.
Staff also plans to start classes for coding, which will provide Pepper with commands and instructions. The robot was privately funded by the Friends of the County Library System, but staff says it may seek out sponsors for another robot or similar technology in the Roanoke Library system. Another new innovation may not do any tutoring, but could make a visit to Lynchburg a little more interesting. Murray is named for the hotel it serves, the Courtyard by Marriott on Murray Place. This robot doesn't talk, but can ring a guest's room phone, letting them know room service is delivered.
If a guest calls down and asks for a towel, anything from the front desk or the market or even the bistro, we just need to load it in the top of the robot.
Josh Green is the hotel's general manager.
He takes his morning breakfast runs. He gets a few people asking for breakfast in the morning taken up, so he'll do that. Sometimes at night he'll take up some dinner options too.
Green says a lot of people will order room service just to see Murray in action, and it's getting praise from guests of all ages. It's made in California and similar to relay robots that are used at FedEx packaging centers and some hospitals. Green says staff can keep tabs on Murray by seeing what it sees at their front desk computer.
So there's been a couple times where I've seen the housekeepers or another staff member kind of jump back when he sneaks up on them.
It's leased by the hotel for a monthly fee. If the Marriott wants, Murray can get an upgrade, a bit like upgrading apps on a smartphone, so it's capable of telling jokes and mingling with hotel guests, but Green says there's no plan to do that now. As for the future of robots in public life, innovator Peter Schwartz recently said that AI will serve as a big help, not a hindrance. Now an executive at software company Salesforce, he told CNBC that AI will not replace people, but make them more capable, focusing on creativity and interpersonal skills. I'm Jeff Bossert.